It's often thought that men who express their emotions are seen as weak. Right now, we'll show you just how wrong that is. It's Triple M's Real Men Can Talk.
Yes, the chat where two blokes here at Triple M sit down to prove that, yes, indeed, we can have this conversation. Today, we are joined by AFL footy legend, Crows legend, and also very much love member of the Rush Hour here on Triple M, Andrew Jarman. Jars, how are you?
G'day, Ben. Nice to be here.
Mate, this is different for you and me, isn't it? Sitting here like this, talking about this. Normally, we like to joke around and we pile on each other, you and I. Today, I want to see a bit more of the real Jars, if I can. Maybe a side you haven't seen before.
Yep.
Let's start about Triple M's No Talk Day, about having that conversation between blokes when you're not okay.
Mm.
What's your thoughts on that, just the day itself?
Oh, it's a very important day. We're losing too many young men to suicide because they don't have the network or the ability to talk, to let their emotions out, and they just clam up and they just basically shut themselves up from the rest of society and their close loved ones. And I think today is a really important day for everyone, for every young man out there, for every father, grandfather. We've got to start to talk.
Why do you think we don't talk? What's your thoughts?
Well, because it's a sign of weakness. It's a sign of, you're not tough enough. You're not hard enough. And I've coached and mentored a lot of young men over the journey, over my wonderful journey that I've had, and I've been blessed. And kids don't talk. The young lads and men don't talk. They don't probably know how to talk, and they just bottle it up and they find one way to go out and get out, and that's to commit suicide. I've seen a lot of young men get close to that edge. And it's sad and it's hard and it's brutal. So my involvement in talking to young men is to make sure that there is safety nets in place to support them and making sure that we're there for them when they do have a problem.
It's funny how there's that stigma that it's weak to talk, but I'd actually challenge that and say it takes a lot of strength to talk. Particularly if you're us.
Absolutely,
blokes,
it is.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I totally agree. But that's what, you know, it's a generational thing, isn't it? My generation was hardcore. You know, you don't cry, you don't talk if things are going bad. You just get on with it, son. Toughen up. That was the generation that I was brought up on. And that's what, 40 years down the track, 50 years down the track, it's a different world. It's there's a different mentality out there with young men. And don't forget, when you're not from a supportive family and you're a young man and you've got to do it on your own, it's hard work. It's hard. It takes its toll.
Well, let's talk about that. Obviously, you just said you grew up in a house of hard knocks, maybe. When was a time that potentially you, mate, were feeling a bit overwhelmed with life or a bit low? And how did you manage that space?
I would imagine that when I lost my grandparents and my mother, I reckon they were the probably two moments that hit hard for me that I actually thought, oh, God, you know, what do I need to be sticking around? But I never got to the depth that these young men get to these days. But, you know, when you've got beautiful family around you and some beautiful friends and a good network of people, it's good to talk. So I think for me was to talk and to get a lot of things off my chest. And I think that's how I got through it pretty well.
How do you find having that conversation, though?
At first it was hard.
Why is that?
Because, again, it's that don't be weak, Jars. Toughen up, Jars. Don't be a sook, Jars. It was all that going through, the emotions that I was going through. So,
but you know what's funny? But I bet you no one actually said that, though. That was in your head, those thoughts. Correct.
Yeah, they were in my correct. That was in my psyche. That was in my mindset because that's what I saw as a young boy growing up. I can still hear the words ringing in my ears from from my grandfather and from my father early on and from people that were just hard men. You know, you could hear them. Don't be weak. Who are you, boy? Toughen up. Get back out there and all that kind of stuff.
So now looking at it, how important, you know, times have changed. I think we're starting to talk a little bit more, not enough. But you know, do you, how do you feel nowadays? Like, if something comes in your life now that's emotional, how do you deal with it?
Oh, well, I think I'm better prepared.
Yep.
Because as you know, you learn a lot as you go along your journey. So I've got three young kids and they're beautiful kids. They're great adults now and they've done us proud. So we talk a lot. I talk to them a fair bit, you know, and I make an effort to ring a lot of my mates that have struggled to see if they're okay. So I've basically made a pact to myself that I'd ring five of my friends a day, every day. Five calls a day. I'd get on the phone and make five calls.
I'm
on
every single day.
Every single day.
Just to check in on
see how things are going.
Has any of those conversations been tough for you? Has a mate come out and said, Jars, I'm
yeah,
not
I
okay?
Have. Yes, I have.
Can I ask how that
it was overwhelming. Don't worry, because you thought, you know, you think they're going all right, but they're not. You know, I've got ex teammates that have, you know, going through broken marriages and kids, and you know they're struggling financially, you know, so I want to be there for them and have those hard conversations and take them out for a coffee and go and have a beer and talk, because some of them have had the mindset that I've had when I was growing up. They come from those type of backgrounds, and even now coaching young men today, I make an effort to try and make sure that I'm in communication with all these players, you know. And I've got a player that, and I'll share this, I've got a player that came to me, he opened up. He was close to committing suicide. Mm. Now, I don't have the expertise or the certificates or whatever, but all I have is I'll listen, I'll try and advise, I'll try and make sure that I'm there for him. That's all I've got, and just learn and pick things up. But we've put some bits and pieces in place. I've given him a commitment that I'll be there for him, and so far so good. So as a father, a mentor, a senior coach, you've just got to make sure that you're there for him. And I talked to him a fair bit, and he's going okay. He's going okay. But prior to that, if he didn't open up, and if I didn't ask him how he's going, well, then we could be having another chat.
Which is sad.
It absolutely is.
Jars, for this fella to come forth, that's a huge amount of strength on his behalf. How did it make you feel?
How did it make me feel? Very concerned. I was really concerned, because I visualised that could have been my son coming to me. Mm. So I just put on my, supportive hat on and let's get the professional help. And he's seeing professional help, which is good. But at the time I was flawed, to be quite honest with you. Really struggled with it for a while. I didn't sleep that night. And worrying about him, but he's in a good place at the moment. But that was 4 weeks ago, so you know this is early stages of this lad that he saw nothing left in life, and yet he's got. So this is why we're talking about it. Is that it's so important to ask questions and talk and make communication. Not everyone's going well, are they?
No. Well, that's the thing. You walk past, you know, the blokes here at Triple M, and we always say, "How are you?" And often we just go, yeah, we're good. Mm. Now, sometimes that might be an absolute lie because things at home might be hard because of kids, wife, marriage, money, whatever it might be in your life.
Absolutely.
Can I go back to what you do with your mates? Five people a day.
Mm.
How have you found that?
Great.
Because you've put that in place, what's the response been like?
Being
the energy around that.
Brilliant.
And the conversations?
How are we going? How's the family? How are you? And if you keep at it, they'll start to open up. And it's been good for me too. I've really found some growth out of it and enjoyed it because I know how important it is. And I need to talk to someone like some of my mates. It's good. That's what we're encouraging. Talk. So it's been good.
Giles, I find this fascinating. There is a little bit of a theme when I've been recording this podcast with yourself. Obviously, Ditz, Burns have been on here as well. Mm. It's sort of like our father figures were quite tough and they didn't show a lot of emotion. So for you to recognise that yet sort of be in touch with it today, what do you? How's it? Was it different when you brought your kids up?
Yeah, well, I vowed that I wouldn't be like what, you know, my father was and what they were, you know, what their rules were and how they did things. It was, and that was just how that society was, that generation was. So, and because I've always been involved in a family team environment, you got all the support network there, you know, as a young lad growing up. Football clubs, sporting clubs are the best place to be. So I had a lot of wonderful people around me, but you learn as you go along, but you find it within yourself how to. I think I'm a better person now than when I was 25 years ago.
Mm.
I think I'm a lot more caring and a lot more understanding, and it's not all about me, and. Yeah, so I think I've got some great growth out of it, and then I want to pass that on to my children. My children have come from we've always had a happy home, happy family. We've got great grandparents and aunties, and that. So we've got a great family. So my kids have got all that, you know. So, but I've still got to, you know, I think I still need to talk to my son a lot more, to be honest with you. I think I've got to be a bit more there for him. He's a great kid and I'm proud of him. And my daughters I'm very talkative to and close to. But I've got to get better at being, you know, making sure that I'm always there for my son.
Can I ask, because you've got, obviously, you've got daughters and you've got a son.
Mm.
When it came to them coming to dad saying, you know what, I'm having a bit of a rough time, was it easier for your daughters?
Yeah, absolutely.
And why is that, though? This is something that we're trying to, you know, like, I spoke to my wife the other night and I just said, you come to work and even the girls in this building, you'll see them. They'll get together and they'll talk straight away. Mm. And, you know, our side of predominantly men at Triple M.
We whack each other.
And we laugh.
Mm.
And I'm not saying that every day has to, you know, but we don't. Why? And that's why, like, what was the difference between your daughters and son when it came to that?
It's interesting because I probably didn't get that from my father. And then it just somehow, that's how it just, it keeps evolving generation after generation. And I hope my son, when he has children, he'll be a lot more talkative to his son because of, you know, but look, we've got a great relationship and he's a beauty but I probably don't do enough with him, to be honest with you. I should be playing more golf with him. I should be going out with him a bit more, you know, so I'm aware of that. And he's good. Like, he's a ripping kid. He's, you know, he probably doesn't want his dad around all the time, but you know, he's now coaching football and we've got an interest in that. So, but the girls are, they're an open book. They're unbelievable. And you know, so, but that's what we want. We want to make sure that we as dads at my age and young dads is that you just got to be there talking all the time. Invest, you know, turn your phone off and listen, talk. You know, take him for a walk or take him for a drive or go to the footy together and talk.
I want to ask, Jars, because you and I have a very unique relationship
we
here
do.
At Triple M.
And I love it.
I do. I really love the space that we have.
Mm.
Now, for those, obviously, no one would know that relationship, but you and I like to pile on each other all the time.
Correct.
Right? That's how it works. We both enjoy that. And I reckon we probably put on a bit of a show out in the office for
everyone
to
watch.
And they love it.
They love it, Ben.
But I know, and this is what I mean, this is how I feel about this topic, right? Mm. I know that if I went, Jars, can I see you for a second?
Yeah.
He said, yeah, mate.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm not okay.
Mm.
I reckon you'd be a sort of bloke that would go talk to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wouldn't you?
Absolutely. I'd wrap my arms around you, mate.
See, and that's the beautiful thing is that, like, you've got those, I think those conversations are everywhere around you, but you just shouldn't be scared to have them.
You know absolutely. What
I mean? And here I am, I just said that to you, like, we've never had that chat.
No.
But I have no fear. If I said to you, could be just something in my life's throwing me upside down, I go, mate, I'm no good.
Yeah. And I'll be so proud of you that you've opened up. That's your battle. You could have, like, because they don't. They just store it and they store it and they store it. And I think I've got better at watching and body language with young men. And I can sense something's not right. So, and that's not being trained. I've done a course on mental health.
Mm-hmm.
I did a certificate for that. and just see some signs. But that's why I make these phone calls, you know. And sometimes, they could be 5 minute chats or they could be an hour chat. But geez, you feel good after. So that's just what I do. Everyone else is different, but that just makes me feel in a better place when I speak to, you know, past teammates and you know, my players. It could be anyone, you know, but I just try and make about like five calls a day.
Now, before we finish up today, mate, how did this feel with me today?
Fantastic.
This is not a normal conversation and Jars would actually have.
Not at all.
But it's fine, isn't it?
It's okay. It's very... It is, and this is our message. This is our message. If you're listening, any young men out there, even the elderly, the chaps, blokes have been through hell and back, you know, there's always a light. There's a light somewhere, and it's important that, you know, our message here at Triple M, and being obviously the privilege to be on air, is that we want you to talk. Find someone that you can talk to and get help, because this young lad from my football club did that. He did that. And now he's in a better place 4 weeks down the track. And I'm so proud of him. Mm. And that's what you got to do. Don't be frightened to go and find that help, because you're not weak. You know, you're a superstar. You know, you got strength and you're a flaming hero if you do that, in my eyes.
Well said. Let's leave it there. Andrew Jarman, Jars. Thank you, mate.
Good luck.
Triple M's Real Men Can Talk. Have the conversation today. If you are struggling or know someone who is, contact Beyond Blue on 1300 22 46 36 or visit beyondblue.org.au.